There was once a man who was so godly that the Lord allowed him not to die. He just went ahead and took him before he experienced death. But what made him so special? Let's talk about that today on the Good Morning Devotional Podcast. Hello, welcome to the Good Morning Devotional Podcast. We're coming to you once or twice a week with a short devotion designed to encourage you, challenge you, and help you take your next step with God. I'm Dallas. I'm so glad you hit the play button on this podcast. Whether you listen to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Apple Podcasts, wherever you found us, hey, thank you so much. Today is part two of our Heroes of Faith series, where we're taking a look at the heroes of faith found in Hebrews chapter 11. This week, we're talking about a really interesting individual named Enoch. Now, there's a lot that's out there about Enoch. There's a lot of, I would call, conspiracy theories and thoughts and questions about it. But I just want to deal with what the actual scriptures say. The actual Bible says about Enoch. And so in Hebrews chapter 11, starting in verse 5, it says this: "And by faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found, because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." So who is this Enoch, and what did he do that made him so special that he never experienced death? Well, Enoch, the first mention we have of him is found in Genesis chapter 5. And so it's like a paragraph in your Bible, depending on how your Bible lays things out. But in Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 through 24, it talks about a man named Enoch who, at the age of 65, he became the father of Methuselah, who... some of you guys may know the phrase, as old as Methuselah, who was considered to be, he's the oldest man in the Bible. But we really don't have a lot of information given to us in this particular book. We see in verse 24, though, Enoch walked with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. That's all we have written in this about who Enoch was. And so again, there's a lot of questions like, what's so special about him? What did he do that made him so special that warranted him being in the Hall of Faith, if you will? Well, pick up another clue in Jude chapter 1, and in verses 14 through 16, we discover that he lays out a kind of a prophecy talking about how God's coming judgment, and he spoke out against the ungodliness of the world that was around him. So for context, when you look at Enoch, again, these are the only passages we actually have in the scriptures. The reference to Jude, there's some discrepancy. You know, was Jude quoting the book of Enoch, or was he quoting Jewish tradition, which, to be honest, was probably more likely he was just quoting a very commonly known Jewish traditional thing. What was it about him? Well, let's put all these pieces together. He was accounted, it was to him that he was righteous and he did great things. He was faithful to God and it pleased God. Going back to verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 11, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So we have in the text, we see that Enoch earnestly sought God and he earnestly believed God existed. But then at the time frame that he lived, something interesting stuck out to me. You see, Enoch, if you keep reading in Genesis, he's the grandfather of Noah. Sometimes when we read these stories, we feel like, you know, things are just real disconnected. But the reality is that in the time frame that was happening was the world was progressively becoming immoral and evil. Remember, Noah was the prophet of God who built the ark so that to save some of humanity who would honor and worship the Lord, because the world had become so demonic. In the legacy of Noah, the man who was who first brought kind of salvation, if you will, for mankind to a degree, is this man Enoch, who we know spoke against ungodliness, unrighteousness. Some people think that, like, that things get just bad, like it's just suddenly, like they wake up, like, oh my gosh, it's oh my God, goodness, everything's so bad. I'm telling you, the immoral things that you see and experience today isn't just happening. It's been a slow progression, and Enoch, who earnestly sought after God, saw these things, and he spoke out against it. What makes Enoch special is that he was earnestly seeking after God in the midst of darkness, in the midst of terrible things. And he was faithful the entire time. My encouragement to you guys is this. Right now, we live in a time frame where there's a lot of terrible things happening. A lot of evil, a lot of dishonesty, a lot of hatred. In this time, earnestly seek after the Lord. Be honest about searching his face. Be in the word. Be in prayer. Let the scriptures, in the full context of the scriptures, dictate what you do and how you respond to the world, how you view the world, how you present hope, how you present grace, and how you present the gospel. Be pleasing to God by your faith. Let God do the work in your life. Let him take care of you, reward you where need be. Thank you so much, guys, for taking time to listen to today's podcast. I hope it encouraged you, it challenged you. If you want to reach out to me and comment on this, you can reach out to me on my personal social media. You can look up SirXRoam, SirXRoam, on Instagram and on Twitter. Or you can find me on my main ministry, Geek Devotions, geekdevotions.com. And we're on all the same social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch. Just look for Geek Devotions. If I do want to invite you guys, do me a favor and leave a review on Apple Podcast and Podchaser. And let me know what you guys think of this. How has it encouraged you? How has it helped you maybe take your next step? Until next time, guys, have a great day.